Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Jake Sherman. This week, President Trump is in Asia, but the focus in Washington is on Republicans' push to get tax reform passed. Senate Republicans are releasing their bill this week, and House Republicans are marking up theirs beginning at noon today. Look for lobbyists to tear this thing apart and cause problems in many cases for House Republicans.
Here's the latest in Texas. The San Antonio Express News reports that David Kelly, who was dressed in tactical gear, delivered the worst mass shooting in Texas history. Kelly started shooting outside a church near San Antonio and then walked inside and continued shooting before fleeing in a vehicle. He was using an AR-15 gun.
More numbers from the Washington Post ABC News poll this morning. The poll found voters favored Democrats over Republicans in the 2018 midterms by the widest margin in years.
Trump's visit to Asia continues. The president boasted about how the U.S. makes the greatest military equipment in the world. He also said that we will have more trade than anybody ever thought of under TPP. While our own Andrew Rustuccia, who is traveling with the president, reports that Trump took a shot at Japan and told them he wanted the country to build more of its cars in the U.S. instead of shipping them over.
New details are emerging on the attack on Senator Rand Paul. The Washington Post reports he's recovering from 5 broken ribs and bruises to his lungs. The injuries are far more serious than originally thought. It's unclear how quickly Paul will return to D.C. The paper reports that he's in considerable pain and has difficulty getting around, and it will be tough for him to fly. Our colleague Sungmin Kim notes how a prolonged Paul absence could complicate things for Mitch McConnell and the broader GOP legislative agenda. Republicans control just 52 votes in the chamber, making every single lawmaker crucial.
And we've got more Russia news. Bloomberg is reporting that the Russian lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr. said she would testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on the condition that her answers are made public. She said she is also ready to testify to special counsel Robert Mueller. While the Washington Post is reporting that at least 9 people in Trump's orbit had contact with Russians during the campaign and transition. And the New York Times reports on how Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has retained investments in a shipping firm he once controlled that has significant business ties to a Russian oligarch.
Also this week, the Virginia governor's race. Alex Eisenstadt has the setup piece about how there's one person missing from the campaign trail, President Donald Trump. Concerned about his unpopularity in Northern Virginia, Ed Gillespie, the Republican candidate, has had other surrogates like Vice President Mike Pence on the campaign trail. Eisenstadt writes that Trump is the first president since Nixon, who was in the middle of the Watergate scandal, to not campaign in the Virginia governor's race. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.